Barnett's position could distinguish him from more conservative rivals like Kris Kobach, as the Republican primary with well over a dozen candidates heats up. In strong contrast to Kobach, Barnett praised the 2017 legislature for hiking taxes, a move that paid for this year's $200 million school funding boost, among other expenses. But, the Topeka resident said after visiting districts around the state, he's convinced that $200 million wasn't enough.
So there's no doubt in my mind that funding is inadequate and funding is inequitable.
He wants to increase funding by $600 million over the next 3 years. He says that would be enough to end a years-long legal battle with school districts. That dollar amount is in the ballpark of what districts are calling for. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.